JFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.
Titled Asi Basabi. We're definitely not afraid. 17 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. It's UJFM 95.4. Ixesha lifikile, Orange Army. He's here. The
yes.
Men of the moment. I don't know whether to say the principal, the VC of University of Johannesburg, or to say His Majesty. Which one is which? Oh, both of them.
Both.
Both of
love
them.
Love it.
His Majesty, the Vice Chancellor and the Principal of the University of Johannesburg, Professor George Lehloko Mphedi, is finally here.
Yeah.
I am excited. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
We're so
had
excited
a wonderful
to have
day.
You.
Mm-hmm. We just had the Long Service Award for our staff. Some of our staff have been at UJ for more than 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so impressive.
Yeah. So it's happening here. So I had a wonderful day.
We saw the snaps.
Yeah.
We're following our VC along.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than that, you know. And the humility. And we ask our staff, what kept you at UJ? They say UJ is a great place, you know. We managed to get our children, you know, educated because, you know, staff members of UJ study free of charge, you know.
Mm.
I mean, you can study and be a doctor, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was just special.
That's absolutely beautiful to hear. And that's how we kickstart. Can you imagine?
Imagine.
Do you understand when I tell you that University of Johannesburg never ceases to amaze me?
Yeah.
Ever. So right now, though, we are talking all things Down syndrome. Yes, every Friday, you know, the regular neurodiversity center is in studio. And we are today talking all things Down syndrome. And I remember when I was introduced to it, or to this term, Down syndrome. Mm. I just remember life sciences and my teacher, God bless her soul. Mm. She taught me and I was not understanding because she was telling me about chromosomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know that chromosomes have numbers. And she was talking about 20-something, 23.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Professor, a lot of us don't know what Down syndrome is.
Yeah.
And I'd really like you right now to kind of explain or define what Down syndrome is and what are the causes of Down syndrome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, I didn't know about Down syndrome until, you know, when after screening our gynecologist said there's a risk that the child we're expecting may be born with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she explained, you know, what it was all about. I'm a researcher, so we started reading a lot about this so that we get to understand what it involves. I can't tell you I understand it 100%, but I have a sense. So Down syndrome is a genetic condition, present at birth, and is due to the presence of an extra chromosome, basically. So we're talking about chromosomes. I mean, normally, I understand that we have 46 chromosomes, so 23 from each parent, and which makes it 46. But then in a case of Down syndrome, there's an extra chromosome and people who are born with Down syndrome basically have got an extra chromosome. They have got 47.
Sure.
And this extra chromosome, you find it in chromosome 21. And you talked about numbers.
Oh, that's where 21 comes in.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
And you know that 21 March is International Down Syndrome Day.
Makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
thank you so much for enlightening us.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that also gave birth to a child that had Down syndrome.
That's right.
And my thing is, when they gave birth to this beautiful baby girl,
they're amazing.
You can't tell. That, at least in my case, I couldn't tell until she grew. Mm. And then that's when she told me she has Down syndrome.
Mm.
Do we have any symptoms? Can we see? What are the symptoms of Down syndrome?
Yeah. Look, there are a number of features, you know, that you can see with, children born with Down syndrome. Sometimes their ears are small.
Mm-hmm.
They've got short necks, you know. And you also see with their noses, I mean, they're flat right there. What do they call this part between the eyes?
The bone.
The bridge, you know. And some of them have got different challenges. There's no one size fit all.
Mm.
And also their development, you know, is delayed in some ways. And when they are born, many are born with weak muscle. And that's where you need some interventions to strengthen their muscle so that they can be well toned. They can, you know, stand firm, you know,
sure.
and things like that. So there are a number of features that you can, by just looking,
yeah.
and tell that the child was or the person was born with Down syndrome. Yeah.
Because honestly, as babies, and I mean baby newborn little nunus, I was suffering to see the difference. Because all of them just look absolutely cute.
Yeah, they are very cute.
Absolutely cute. Yeah.
And some have got, you know, poor eyesight and all those challenges, squint eyes and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, it doesn't mean when somebody has squint eyes, then it's Down syndrome.
That might be worse. You know? Because honestly, I felt like there was a thin line, especially when there were still babies. I really thought there was a thin line between those that had Down syndrome and those that didn't have.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, flattened face, you know, small head sometimes, short neck, you know, protruding tongue.
Yes.
It's also one of those, you know. And the word that I was looking for is not squint eyes, but the so-called upward slanting eyelids. You know, and they usually have smaller ears and poor muscle tone. You know, our boy. You know, we've got a child with Down syndrome.
He's
15. Yeah, he was at my inauguration. We love him to bits. So he's quite
that's
a showman.
Beautiful.
Yeah, when he was young, he had a poor muscle tone, and we're fortunate that we could get him the support he needed. Now he's in sport. He wins awards and so on. So you know,
would you listen to that?
Yeah, you can really attend to this. So you wanted to ask a question.
She's beaming. I want to understand, is it that maybe if it's seen soon enough, when it's seen early by the gynecologist, can it be preventable?
Yeah. Look, what happens is that, you know, there is a screening process, diagnosis processes. In our case, you know, especially, firstly, let me put it this way. Before I answer your question, I mean, this is something that can happen. There's always that risk, you know. I mean, in South Africa, 1 out of 5, what is the number? 5,000 live births, there will be, it's a risk that is there if somebody is pregnant. But for the lady, the older the lady is, especially after 35, the chances of having a child born with Down syndrome is high. And also some people, it could be that they had that in the family or something like that. So you get that. And really, it's not something that you say you can prevent, you know, because it's genetic, you know. Unless you say, you know, I won't fall pregnant because I don't want to risk having a child with Down syndrome. So if normally when the, especially when the mother, the pregnant woman is over a certain age, you know, doctors would say, look, you are in the high risk group.
Yeah.
It's advisable that we do this, diagnostics to check if, is there risk and so on. And they can pick that. In our case, it was picked earlier.
Okay.
And then there was a more advanced test where they take amniotic fluid, you know, with a fine needle. I was there all the way. They prick through the mommy's tummy, you know, and then they take that amniotic fluid.
Yeah.
And the amount of water comes, that amniotic fluid, it's regenerated in no time.
Okay.
They send it to the lab and they grow some, I don't know what, I'm not in that field. And then through that, they can tell for sure whether the child will be born with that. And they will advise you, do you want to keep the child and all that?
Not.
We were asked and we said, no, we're going to keep the child.
Beautiful.
And we're glad we did.
Yes.
So if you say it's preventable, it's not, but there are studies abroad where they used mice to inject, some protein or something to see if they can alter this, and so on. And with where they showed sign that it could be, but it's in mice, you know, and we'll see what happens. But I think in future it could, because, I write a lot about artificial reproductive technology. And in May this year, there was a case where a child was born with genetic material from 3 human beings. So the father, the mother, and an extra woman, where they took out a faulty gene from, the embryo, which the faulty gene came from the mother, and replaced it with a perfect genetic material from another woman. And so that the child, is born without that risk of whatever genetic. So as science improves, perhaps we'll have some preventive ways, ways to replace faulty genes.
Yeah.
We'll see. But we are grateful that we have our son.
Yes.
We love him to be here.
Definitely. On that note of your handsome son, how was your experience? How has your experience been so far with having a son with Down syndrome?
Yeah. Look, there was a time when we started, playing with the idea of having a family very late. And I blame myself, you know. I mean, I wanted to get my education, you know, and make sure that when I wanted to be a hands-on dad. And I didn't want the situation where I'm busy in a library doing research for my PhD while my wife is struggling, you know, with our son. So we started late and there were complications, you know. And I remember joking that, don't worry, saying to my wife, if we don't get children, it doesn't matter. We'll buy an expensive sports car with two seats and drive all over South Africa.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, why not? And then we're blessed and then we discovered that we were pregnant, which is a blessing. And then we got this news. I remember we were asked, you know, do you want to keep it or not? And then I said to my wife, I'll accept whatever you decide. And when she said, no, we're going to keep the child, and I'm like, oh, thank you. And the child was born. So it has been quite a blessing. Look, I can't imagine, you know, how we lived, my wife and I, without him. He's like our pride and joy. I mean, there's never a dull moment. He's a happy child. Even when we are sad, you know, he'd walk around and say, Daddy, be happy and stretch, you know, do the happy sign.
Wow.
Or you say, eat your dessert, you'll feel better.
That's so beautiful.
So to answer your question, you know, we're good and it's just amazing to have him.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I know that there are a lot of people right now that are tuning in that also have children with Down syndrome. What advice or tips would you give to them?
The first thing is that love these kids. These kids are special. I remember when our boy was born, this matron at one of the private hospitals, you know, said to us, special kids go to special people, to special parents.
Beautiful.
And we just have to love these kids, support them, understand them, love them, because people hide them, you know, and then that hampers their development. I've learned a lot, you know, on my own or from, you know, medical, you know, people in the field of medicine, our doctors and so on, but also from other people. For example, one of my colleagues who retired a couple of years ago, when we were talking, you know, I was so protective and I'm still protective of our son. Mm-hmm. And he likes cooking. He doesn't cook, but he likes things that have anything to do with food. He will always be hanging around the kitchen and so on. And when he touches things, I would say, hey, you'll get hurt. So I would protect him. And she said, please allow him to explore. Allow him to be himself. And that advice that I got for free, you know, from a colleague. And other colleagues, you know, talk to me about the child. I stress a lot. I used to stress. I still stress. But in the past, you know, I stressed a lot that, oh, you know, I won't be there for my son all the time. And I was speaking to a colleague who said, no, everything will work out, you know.
Wow.
Everything will work out. So, as they say, it takes a village to raise a child.
Definitely.
And in this case, you know, all sorts of people give good advice. But for those people who have got children with Down syndrome, it's not a punishment. Because other people tend to say things such as, oh, you know, I had stories of men who say, I come from a family where we don't have kids like this. Where did you get this child? It's not mine. People divorce.
Yeah.
People are not, you know, enlightened. We need to enlighten them.
Definitely.
But most importantly, let's love these kids. These kids are special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. No, I really love it. I love the fact that we were taught, even by Dr. Tumi, when we started this beautiful partnership with the Neurodiversity Center with UJFM, that it really does take a community.
We
need to enlighten ourselves. We need to learn of these things in order for us to treat our kids or those that are with us that have these neurodiversity diseases.
That's right.
In order for us to treat them the same. We're about to go into news right now, but on the other side of things, we are going to be continuing with the Vice Chancellor, His Majesty, Professor George Letlhakambedi. If you have any questions for him, hit us up on 0817255228. Absolutely love me some beautiful jams. Bring us to exactly 38 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. We're about to wrap it up, but not as yet. Not as yet, because we still have His Majesty, the Vice Chancellor, the Principal of University of Johannesburg, Professor George Letlhakambedi. We do continue with what we're talking about. Lodi, do I have a question?
Yes, I do. You mentioned that it takes a village. You also mentioned your colleagues.
Yeah.
I want to know that, I'm sure it wasn't easy. So who was your support structure?
Look, my wife, because we're in this together, we live with the child. And then from there, I mean, family members have been quite supportive. I mean, they love our son. Mm. I mean, Gogos. Oh, Gogos has been amazing, eh? And they love him and he loves them. I mean, the other day he made me buy, I mean, believe you me, he knows his Gogos sizes. You know, my mother and my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Papa, buy this one. So we had to buy them Puma sneakers that he chose, you know. And he goes there as if he bought them, you know. So he's very close. Yeah, he's very close to his Gogos. So, you know, family has been quite supportive. Mm. And I think what made it even easier is that we are enlightened. We read a lot. And then we also brought in, you know, professional help. I mean, he was assessed and then they could see areas, you know, where he needed support. I talked about the muzzle tone.
Yeah.
And then we got these guys who, I think it's occupational therapy type of service they provide. And they were very good, you know. These guys are in Krugersdorp, so we'll take him to Krugersdorp some days and then they would come to the house because they wanted to work with him in an environment that he's familiar with. His speech, you know, he struggles with his speech. So we got him a speech therapist, a good lady. So all these professional people and family, friends, relatives have been quite helpful.
Mm.
And yeah, so we're enjoying him.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Any words of wisdom you'd like to give to Insider or the listener right now and also Neurodiversity Center?
Yeah. Talking about the Neurodiversity Center, let me acknowledge Professor Tumidi Ali and thank her for the great work that they're doing.
Yes.
This is just amazing. We need to educate our people. And words of wisdom, as I said before, let's love these kids. Let's understand. You know, people like to generalize, you know, and when they see a child with special needs, they start calling the child names, or people start saying things that the parents are being punished. You know how superstitious people are.
Literally.
If you can't help me, leave me alone.
Yes.
So let's support each other. Mm-hmm. And let's love these kids. These kids need love and understanding, not pity, you know. And these kids are brighter than many of these guys that call themselves normal.
Yeah.
Yes. True.
They're absolutely no.
True.
This is so true. Because I remember like it was yesterday when we were interviewing two parents of autistic children.
Yeah.
And one of the kids was allowed to come through, right? So they picked him from school and then they came through with him. I could not believe it, right? He knew everything that's technological.
Mm. Yeah.
He would tell you this is cable mang mang, this PC, the reason why it's malfunctioning is because of this.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
It's like our boy, you know, I call him Captain. His nickname is Captain.
Wow.
And many people wonder why I call him Captain. It's because he's Captain of the house, you know. If something is malfunctioning, a remote is not working.
He knows what to do.
You know? Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know whether to say bye, but I also don't want to let go. I want our Vice Chancellor to not leave.
I can talk more about this. You know,
please.
There's some amazing stuff that we are doing, you know, with the Center for Neurodiversity and Professor Tumidi Ali. My family is going to sponsor students who will be pursuing masters by research in the new year.
Wow.
To pursue masters by research in the field of neurodiversity.
Beautiful.
1 year each. And we're also going to sponsor a small amount to assist with the assessments because these kids need assessment because if they're not properly assessed, then you won't know how to help. So the total contribution per year from my family will be 250,000 starting from next year. Our aim is that 200,000 will be for 4 bursaries, 50,000 each, and the 50,000 will go for assessment.
That is beautiful.
And resources permitting, we intend to do this for as long as it's possible or while I'm still the Vice Chancellor. We'll see how it goes. But this is really close to our hearts. We believe the more people we get who understand these issues, who are trained in this area, you know, the more children can be helped, especially in underprivileged areas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we need to help these kids, and it's still in the planning phase. It's still an idea, but I'm sure it will become reality before the Down Syndrome Day next year, 21 March. Before that, we are thinking of hosting something, you know, seminar or something, but on it could be neurodiversity or it could be strictly on Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things, small ways of contributing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The aim is to learn.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely. And once again, it boils down to love, you know, and embracing this kid. I mean, these kids. I look at our boy. I mean, he's in arts. He loves performing arts. Where there's music is where you'll find him. This place at school, since he joined the school, he goes to a school for kids with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a government school, but a good one.
Yeah.
And every year when there's a play, he's in there. Even this year, he will be in one. I mean, those teachers are doing an amazing job for supporting these kids. So you look at the kid and see what type of things the child loves, and then you support, you know, and let the child have fun.
Literally.
Yeah.
It boils down to love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up just like that. It is 45 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. Unfortunately, if you're still dialing, if you're still trying to call in, the VC is about to leave.
Yeah.
He's about to leave. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Yeah.
For finding time in your busy schedule to come to UJFM Insights. Yeah. We really are super, super grateful.
Yeah. No, guys, I thank you. You're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. You are
professional. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
I'm accused of being biased towards UJFM 95.4. It's just not possible, you know, to be biased, you know, and to spend time. And whenever I come here, when I leave, I feel, you know, rejuvenated. And it's because of the energy that you bring, guys. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you greatly. You heard it here. You heard it here. Keep it locked. More music and more giveaways.
UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.